Hi, this is Thomas Vogelin. You're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Vogel at Mac World Expo San Francisco. I'm with Benjamin Rudolph of Parallels. Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, Harris. Good to be here.
Ben, let's talk about the whole idea of virtualization. Now, there's always been some form of virtualization available for the Mac, whether it was virtual PC or other options. But Parallels seems to represent a different approach to doing it.
Yeah, well, actually, Virtual PC was actually an emulation solution. In order to run Windows on an old PowerPC machine, you actually effectively needed to emulate an entire Intel chipset in code, which is pretty amazing technology. It's just very, very slow. Anybody who's used Virtual PC will tell you that it's really almost prohibitively slow. What Parallels is doing is actual true virtualization, where we're actually allocating real hardware resources to multiple operating systems simultaneously. Couple that with our full support for Intel virtualization technology that's inside every Mac, and you're actually able to use Parallels to run Windows or Linux or anything else at effectively full native speed.
Speaking of speed, how does it compare to the experience on a dedicated PC?
It's actually virtually the same. The speed that you get off of Parallels is equal to, in some cases, even better than a real PC. Most of the times I tell people that if they're using their machine moderately hard, they're going to get speeds about anywhere between 85 to 100% of full native. And in some cases, like, for example, if you're running Windows XP in a virtual machine on a really loaded up Mac Pro, it'll actually spec test faster than a native Core 2 Duo Windows PC.
Why is that?
That's due to the way the virtualization layer works and how thin it is. It involves our hypervisor technology, which is really just a gadget that sits on the hardware to control some hardware resources, the full support for Intel VT, and of course, superior Apple hardware.
If you are running, let's say, a Rosetta application, does that affect the performance of Parallels, since Rosetta affects just about everything else on the Mac?
But actually, it doesn't, and the reason is that if you're working off any Core Duo or Core 2 Duo Mac, Parallels will actually basically get its own dedicated core. So what's going on the Mac side really doesn't affect what's going on the Windows side at all. So you've effectively turned one computer into two full-speed, fully functional computers.
Is it the classic case of the more RAM, the better?
Always. Parallels likes RAM. I personally, on my MacBook Pro, I have 2 gigs of RAM, which enables me to give 512 megs of RAM to Windows and still have a gig and a half to play with on OS X. I keep it that way because I spend most of my time on my Mac and really use Windows about anywhere between 10 to 15% of my day.
Do you have any favorite tips or tricks for people running Parallels right now?
Well, definitely make sure that your Parallels tools are up to date. Parallels tools are what enables the seamless transition to full screen mode. It enables the seamless mouse movement, the synced clipboard, the synced clock. Every time you upgrade Parallels, you want to upgrade Parallels tools. The only other thing I would recommend is always make sure that your virtual machine, especially a Windows virtual machine, is protected with some sort of firewall antivirus software. Just because it's running in a virtual machine, it's still Windows, so it's still vulnerable to all the normal Windows problems. And get yourself an external hard drive and back up that Windows virtual machine every couple of days, maybe once a week. That ensures that if something does go wrong on your virtual machine, if you do get a virus or you get bogged down with spyware or if Windows just decides to fall apart like Windows sometimes does, you've got a fresh copy that you can plug into Parallels and you can get back up and running in a few minutes.
It looks like you got pretty well hammered at your booth all week. Pretty popular, huh?
Absolutely. It's been a really great experience this week. You know, we've been joking in the booth that we kind of are like rock stars this week. People have been literally stacked 10, 15 deep just to get a glimpse at our new version. And that really got even worse, or I should say worse in quotation marks, when on Wednesday our release candidate for our update won Macworld Best in Show. And I was up on stage with Jason Snell and Jim from Macworld in front of 5,000 people demoing Parallels, and then, you know, booth traffic just exploded.
What are the most frequently asked questions that you receive?
Well, first it is, you know, does Windows come along with Parallels? If I buy Parallels, do I need to buy Windows? And the answer is yes. If you want to run a Windows operating system, you need a fresh, fully licensed copy of Windows. I recommend going to Staples or Newegg or someplace like that, getting a new copy out of the box. Past that, you know, the question is, well, you know, how do I make this work? You know, how hard is it? It's actually easier to install Windows on a Mac via Parallels than it is to install Windows on a PC. We've got a tool called the Installation Assistant that literally you tell Parallels if you want to install Windows, you type in your Windows activation code and your name, and you click Finish, and it just does the installation for you. No worrying about partitioning or formatting or the weird blue screens, all the technical data. It just works.
Will it run XP? Will it run Windows 98, 2000?
Yes. Actually, it'll run all those things. our list of supporting operating systems is literally the broadest in the industry. It's every version of Windows, all the way back to 3.1, and up to and including Vista, any distribution of Linux, BSD, Solaris, older operating systems like OS2 and Ecom Station, even all the way back to DOS, can all run in Parallels virtual machines on your Mac.
When I used to review Virtual PC by Kinectix, we all found that using something like Win 2000 or Win 98 was far preferable than the newer ones. It just ran a lot faster. Is that the case with Parallels?
Actually, most of Windows operating systems run equally well. I think our tools are most optimized towards Windows XP. That's the operating system that most people are looking to run. Personally, I've always been a big fan of Windows 2000. I run that all the time at home. Any of the later versions of Windows, anything 95 and forward, run really, really well in Parallels.
There's also been a lot of discussion and confusion about Windows licensing. There seems to be a phrase that says you can't run it on a virtual machine. What's the truth on that?
Well, that actually relates to Vista. What Microsoft has said is that there are several versions of Vista: Home Basic, Home Premium, Business, Ultimate, and Enterprise. The way Vista's licensing is set up right now is that Windows Home Basic and Windows Vista Home Premium cannot be installed in virtual machines. Technically, could you install them? Yeah, we could probably make it technically possible to install them. However, that would put our users in jeopardy of being in violation of the license agreement, and that's certainly not what we want to do. All we can say is that, you know, we disagree with Microsoft's licensing structure, and we hope they're going to realize that, you know, they're hurting their own users by not letting everybody run any version of Vista in a virtual machine.
What's the rationalization for that?
They've told us that they believe that there are only two types of users who run virtualization solutions. Business users, who they say will clearly want Vista Business or Vista Enterprise, and quote-unquote enthusiasts, who will naturally want Ultimate. I don't know if that's really the case. I think that there are a lot of casual home users who are starting to use virtualization. For example, I just talked to a woman and her son from Utah, and they said they're running Parallels specifically to run family tree software, genealogy software. I find it hard-pressed to believe that they need Windows Vista Ultimate and its $400 price tag to run that one piece of software. So I'm not sure. I mean, we'll have to see what happens if people even choose to upgrade to Vista in those scenarios. They may just stay with XP or 2000.
But the normal activation process that Microsoft employs works just fine when you install it on Parallels?
Yeah, as far as Windows knows, you're installing it on a real machine. It'll phone home and activate itself just like you would in a regular PC.
If you're working in Windows, how easy is it to take that file over to the Mac side and vice versa?
Well, it's actually very easy. We have a couple of tools that help with that. We have what we call a synced clipboard, which allows you to cut and paste to and from Windows and OS X. So you can share small bits of data back and forth across those two operating systems. We also have a shared folder utility, which allows it really is kind of like a bus station for files. You can put something in the shared folder, and you can access it easily from either the Windows side or your Mac side. Most recently, we added drag and drop. So you can actually work and say, oh, if somebody emails you a Word file via Apple Mail, you can save that to your desktop, drag it straight over to Windows, and drop it on your Windows desktop, and then open it up in Word.
How much space do you need to allocate to properly run it?
Our default hard drive size, I believe, has just been upgraded to 12 gigs. Those are sparse drives, so they'll grow up to that point. I usually like to allocate at least 10 gigs. If you're going to be a moderate to heavy user, probably 20 gigs is where you want to be. And as I said, it'll only use the space that it needs. It just gives you the overhead to put some pretty big files on there without running into having to resize your drive or go through that complicated process.
Do games run pretty well under Parallels?
The best answer I can give is sort of. And what I mean by that is that if it's a 2D game, or something that just has a lot of two-dimensional high-res graphics, those work really well in Parallels. If it's something like a Half-Life or a Counter-Strike that's very 3D intensive, those don't run. And the reason they don't run is because we don't offer hardware-accelerated 3D graphics in virtual machines yet. We will in the next version, and that should be out in beta sometime around the summer.
Ben, where can our listeners find out more about Parallels?
Just go to Parallels.com. It's www.parallels.com. There's a lot of great information on there, and you can also download a trial version of the product free for 15 days. It's a fully functional trial. It's just limited by time.
Thanks a whole lot, Ben, for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Harris. Happy to be here.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Fogel. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2007 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.